Radiotopia.
Welcome to the Kitchen Sisters present.
From PRX.
We're the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson
and Nikki Silva.
Hi, I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life in prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts. The Kitchen Sisters Present is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Today, with America's favorite pastime on hold, the Kitchen Sisters present one of our favorite stories, Waiting for Joe DiMaggio. Sicilian village waits in vain for Jolton Joe. That was the headline that first pulled us in. It was an article in the San Francisco Chronicle, April 26, 1993. Jolton Joe, baseball's legendary Joe DiMaggio, who played for the New York Yankees from 1934 to 51. His 56-game hitting streak still stands, one of the enduring records in sports. We're fans of Joe DiMaggio. He grew up in San Francisco, the eighth of nine children of Sicilian immigrants. He played in the Boys Club League with the other kids from North Beach right here near our offices. Joe DiMaggio, mythic, heroic, larger than life. And it didn't hurt that he was married to Marilyn Monroe for a while. So the headline, it's no wonder it caught Davia's eye. Sicilian village waits in vain for Jolton Joe. This is what it said. Isola della Femmina, Sicily. Ever since the day, last May 1992, when Judge Giovanni Falcone was killed in a car bombing a few hundred yards from here, this tiny village west of Palermo has been desperate to redeem its good name. Then, like a sign from heaven, word suddenly arrived that salvation was at hand, in the form of the Yankee Clipper. At long last, the village's most celebrated product, Jolton Joe DiMaggio, was coming home to the village where his parents were married.
Men out, nobody on. Joe DiMaggio coming up. Joe DiMaggio is really a picture up there at home plate. Yes, he's really something.
I'll tell you a little story. In my neighborhood in South Philadelphia, there's a barber whose name is Frank.
All one inside.
All Sicilians named Frank are Cheech. And Cheech, the barber who cut all of my son's hair. I take them from Vermont to Philadelphia to have their first haircut because he gave me mine.
Too high and it's bald too.
Cheech is in his 80s. And in his window in South Philadelphia is a picture of Sinatra, who is half Sicilian, and a picture of DiMaggio, who is Sicilian. And he tells me this story, he's told me 20 times, about DiMaggio when the Yankees played the Philadelphia Athletics and a line drive was hit the center field.
We ask the Lord to send your blessing on the 25 million Italian Americans whose life and work so enrich our country. Send your blessing upon this National Italian American Foundation. Be with us now, Lord, in the friendship of this evening. Dio Onnipotente, infondi in noi il tuo Santo Spirito.
Your Eminence, your Italian is absolutely flawless. Welcome to the National Italian American Foundation's annual dinner, a continuing event since 1976. I want to introduce to you the members of this dais tonight.
I'm Dr. Ken Ciongoli, the Senior Vice President of the National Italian American Foundation. I am a fourth-generation Italian American, and about a dozen years ago, this flyer came across my desk inviting me to the National Italian American Foundation. Now, I would never join an Italian American organization. I mean, I'm that American. But it was an excuse to go to New York City, and I went. I was astounded. I went into the men's room, and the men were four deep combing their hair, which in Vermont, no one combs their hair. So I knew that I was home.
You're all under arrest. The director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
And then, this is a true story, I sat down beside this lovely, typically Italian manicured woman about 60 years of age. And I instantly knew about her grandchildren and her mother and father. And as I was sitting there, she opened her purse and she pulled out a pear and said to me, "Would you like a pear? Your lips look dry." And I said, "I love this organization. Where have you been?"
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that
this party today is perhaps the best party in all of America. Everyone who has a vowel in the middle or at the end of their names has come here. We've had Sinatra and Stallone
and Liza Minnelli and Luciano Pavarotti and Gina Lola Brigida. And in 1989 at the Washington Hilton, NIAF honored the legendary Jolton Joe.
But I'm proud to present to you my greatest hero of them all, Joe DiMaggio.
They say he cured his bat with olive oil. They say he learned to hit using the oars of his father's fishing boat. They say it took John Salomon 8 years to convince the elusive Yankee Clipper to represent the National Italian American Foundation.
I approached Joe DiMaggio on the idea that it'd really be good to go to Italy to kind of be a goodwill ambassador for the National Italian American Foundation. And he liked the idea. And I kind of got a sense from him of what his priorities were. One of them was seeing his hometown in Isola della Femmina.
Isola is a fishing village. It's small. Just off the coast is a rock sticking out of the water, which gives the town its name. And according to local tradition, back in the days when Sicily was governed by Arabs from North Africa, women who committed adultery were put out on that little rock and left to die, and hence the town took the name from the rock, Island of Women, Isola delle Femmine.
Dice Joe DiMaggio, discendente di Isola.
Joe DiMaggio, born in California, but his parents were from Isola delle Femmine. We are very proud.
Joe DiMaggio di Isola delle Femmine.
In America, is a big name, it's very famous, so we are very proud to know this man, that he is from Isola delle Femmine.
I'm Frank Viviano, the European correspondent of the San Francisco Chronicle. I was in Sicily covering the aftermath of the assassinations of Judge Giovanni Falcone and his colleague Paolo Borsellino. And I heard from a friend who had a small tile shop in Isola delle Femmine that Joe DiMaggio was coming to Sicily for the first time to visit his ancestral village. This was a village that was in no way a mafia village, but it had had the stamp of the mafia's most outrageous recent act put upon it and publicized worldwide, and they were anxious, very anxious, to try their best to get out from under the shadow of that assassination. So I decided I would go over there.
Does anyone here in Isola della Femmina play baseball?
Un gioco sconosciuto.
No, we don't. I don't know baseball here, just football. Different.
So the red carpet is out for Joe DiMaggio and his fellow big league stars. The plane was late and it was dark when they were...
Penso che un sogno così non ritorni mai più. Dr. Ken Ciongoli, NIAF Vice President.
So we got to Rome, and the paparazzi were there. There were thousands of flash bulbs. It looked like the 4th of July. We got into the van. We were chased in a high-speed car chase with people trying to get a picture of Joe. And it was like that for an entire week. We could not go anywhere without people following us, without cameras in his face.
I made all the arrangements, and I thought, well, if I've got Joe DiMaggio over in Italy, I can't just bring him in and bring him out.
NIAF Director of Special Projects, John Salamone.
So we scheduled him to throw out a pitch in the Rome-Bologna baseball game. Of course, mind you, when I sprung this on him, he said to me, why did you do that? You know, and then when we arrived there, of course, he was in his element. He loved it. He was enjoying being in the dugout with all of these Italian baseball players.
And of course, we were jet-lagged. We had 2 hours of sleep, and he had to go throw a baseball out for the professional Rome team, which was phenomenal. The baseball Italian fans, I mean, again, he was wild.
More than 63,000 jam Yankee Stadium for the series, and see an old series hand, Joe DiMaggio, throw out the first ball. It's the Yankees taking on the Cincinnati Reds.
While Joe was being mobbed in Rome, final arrangements for his visit were being made in Isola della Femmina.
In order to prepare the town for his arrival, they built a reviewing stand just above the fishing port.
Frank Viviano, European correspondent for the San Francisco Chronicle.
And they'd gone out and purchased a crystal sports trophy, if you will, that recognized his accomplishments as a giocatore di baseball.
They were waiting for him with arms open to know this man was Marilyn Monroe's husband and a big champion of baseball in the United States. So they put flowers here.
They knew that DiMaggio was il più famoso giocatore di baseball in America, but they had no idea really what baseball was. And apart from the fact that he was famous in the village for being the son of Giuseppe Sr. DiMaggio and Rosalia, his mother. The truth of the matter is that DiMaggio everywhere in Italy was far more famous for being briefly the husband of Marilyn Monroe than he was for being a famous baseball player.
So last year, when Joe DiMaggio was coming here, the town was preparing a big fest, no? There were music, a lot of lights, the town was very clean.
In order to clean the streets in the village, there was a water crisis that year. This was April, and there hadn't been enough winter rains. And they had to divert all of the water that normally went to private homes into the streets so that they could clean the streets in preparation for the journalists that they were expecting in the delegation that was accompanying DiMaggio from Rome. It meant nobody could take a bath. My friend Filippo's assistant kept saying, how can I meet Marilyn Monroe's husband if I haven't taken a bath? Well, yeah, they couldn't eat pasta either because you need water to boil pasta.
I don't think that Italians could biologically stop eating pasta. I think that's a biological impossibility.
I heard that the people stopped bathing and eating pasta to save the water to wash the town.
Sì, ma poco però. Ma non è che non ha mangiato affatto addetto.
So they were very happy because they're waiting for Joe DiMaggio. They eat more than usually. No, we love too much pasta. But they eat more than usually because they were very happy. Joe DiMaggio's coming here.
The new Buitoni macaroni dinner is the very same dinner that Joe DiMaggio himself enjoys often. Man, doesn't that look delicious? Tell Mom to get you a package of the new Buitoni macaroni dinner. It's the package with Joe DiMaggio's picture right on the front.
Isola della Femmina.
In order to prepare the town for his arrival, they had spent on the order of $28,000, which was nearly the entire annual budget of the city council.
Reporter Frank Viviano.
They'd spent all this money, and it was not just because of their pride in this child of their own immigrants, but because Isola della Femmina sits along the autostrada that runs between Palermo and Trapani on the north coast of Sicily at precisely the point where Judge Falcone had been assassinated by the mafia some months before DiMaggio's scheduled arrival.
Almost everyone in Italy could tell you where they were when Falcone was assassinated. It had an electrifying effect on people throughout Italy, and in particular in Sicily.
Alexander Stilla, author of Excellent Cadavers, A History of Mafia Control in Italy.
Giovanni Falcone was a Sicilian prosecuting magistrate who grew up in Palermo and who began doing groundbreaking investigations into Sicily's Cosa Nostra. He and his colleagues conducted the most wide-ranging trials of mafia figures in Italian history.
It was quite an assassination. They had hidden I don't know how many hundred pounds of explosives under a culvert below the Autostrada. And the judge was coming back from Rome, and he and his motorcade went up in flames when they passed over the culvert. It was such an enormous explosion that it destroyed nearly a kilometer of the Autostrada. And what everyone saw in the photographs of this assassination was the exit sign off the Autostrada, which read Capaci and Isola delle Femmine. So this small village, which has been of no interest to the mafia because it's so poor, had become world famous as the site of Falcone's assassination. And they saw DiMaggio's visit as a way to reverse that image.
We'll be right back. The Kitchen Sisters Present is sponsored by Sakara, a nutrition company that focuses on overall wellness, starting with what you eat. Their organic, ready-to-eat meals are made with plant-based ingredients. The menu of creative chef-crafted breakfasts, lunches, and dinners changes weekly, and it's delivered fresh anywhere in the U.S. Along with delicious meals, Sakara also has daily wellness essentials, like supplements and herbal teas to support your nutrition. To boost results, try the best-selling Metabolism Super Powder, an all-natural remedy for bloating, weight gain, and fatigue. Right now, Sakara is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when they go to sakara.com/kitchensisters. That's Sakara, sakara.com/kitchensisters to get 20% off your first order. sakara.com/kitchensisters.
In Rome, the night before Joe was to leave for Isola della Femmina.
Joe DiMaggio, the Joe DiMaggio, was given the commendatory by the president of Italy, and that essentially is knighthood. And after that, he got the Italians would call a little raffadori, which simply means cold.
Dr. Ken Ciongoli.
But remember, he's an 80-year-old man that hadn't slept in 36 hours. And so everyone was concerned, and I'm a doctor, but I'm a neurologist, and, you know, there's an enormous responsibility there. So I said, look, why don't you call an internist and see what he says? And he came to the hotel, and he said, look, all you need is a good night's sleep and some rest, but you cannot go to Sicily tomorrow. It's just not the smart thing for a man your age to do, besides Joe has a pacemaker.
Now, this was literally the 11th hour the night before we were leaving for Isola della Femmina.
John Salomo.
Ken Ciongoli and I decided that basically we could do two things. We could either just simply call and explain and cancel, or we could do what we consider to be the right thing.
So we called Sicily and said, look, Joe can't come. And the man in Sicily, a senator, said, in Italian, you're crazy. He said, this is a town of 5,000 people. They have spent their entire year's budget building up a stone piazza over the water where his father used to fish, called the Piazza di DiMaggio. Every street is festooned with Italian and American flags. We've got the Zampagnari, who are the bagpipers from the hills. You know, the bagpipe was invented in Italy, by the way, and taken to Britain by the Romans. and he said, you must send somebody. So they looked around, and they said, well, how about you? And I said, me?
Ken Ciongoli is one of our officers. It would be most appropriate for an officer of the foundation to to take this role, if you will. Plus, Ken looked a lot more like Joe than I did.
He was scheduled to arrive at 10 o'clock in the morning at Punta Raisi, the airport for Palermo, which is just 2 kilometers away from the village. Everyone gathered. There were probably 4,500 of the 5,500 people there. Everyone dressed in their finery, although worried about the fact that they hadn't bathed. Well, the time passed. 10 o'clock arrived, no Joe. 10:30, no one knew what was going on. Finally, at 11 o'clock, the mayor came out of City Hall looking absolutely crestfallen. He'd received a telephone call. Joe had taken ill the night before in Rome, spit up some blood, had trouble breathing, and had been promptly put into a hospital.
They specifically asked me, did he have a heart attack? I said he did not have a heart attack. That someone asked me, someone said he had an ulcer, is he bleeding to death? I specifically said he is not bleeding. He had a cold.
So we caught the plane down there. My goodness. I'm standing at the top of the plane looking down, and I wanted to get right back on that plane and head right back to Rome. Half the town was out there. Press, photographers all over, flowers ready. We knew that 90% of the people below us were expecting right behind us would be walking Joe DiMaggio. Little did they know that his replacements were walking off the plane. I said to myself, how are we ever going to handle this one?
Sì, è stato abbellito tutto il paese come se dovesse venire un quasi presidente della Repubblica, perché Di Maggio per Isola.
So he says that they were waiting like a president of the United States. They imagine Joe Di Maggio, because most people of Isola delle Femmine don't know really him. Is there something ideal?
Un numero di cittadini si sono recati all'aeroporto, appunto.
They had provided all the school children with little American flags to wave when he arrived. And the kids had been trained, it was a bit sad, the kids had been trained when he arrived to chant in English, we want Joe, we want Joe, we want Joe. So not knowing what else to do, they started chanting, we want Joe, we want Joe.
First they thought I was his son, and we had to tell them that I was not his son. And when we got there, there were 50 people with television cameras from all over the world looking around, wondering what they were. They just weren't sure.
We get into this quaint little town, and we notice that it is dressed to the hilt. Apparently the town had taken just about their entire year's budget and prepared everything for this visit of Joe DiMaggio. Flags on every single little house going down the street, repainted all of the boats in the harbor.
As we walked through the narrowed street town, this huge entourage of more than 1,000 people simply following us like this very long, sinuous snake, I felt so sorry for Joe not being there. They took us to the church where his parents were married. The bishop of the district came, blessed us, and it was almost like an audience with the Pope.
So we are
looking for the house of Joe Di Maggio parents.
Il padre. Quindi Joe Di Maggio, io sono nascita in America.
No.
Joe Di Maggio, io sono nascita.
No, là, in America.
Joe Di Maggio father is born here. This house. No hospital, no clinic here.
Joe Di Maggio, il padre.
The highlight of the Giro della Cittadina, that is a tour of the village, was to be the house where Joe DiMaggio's parents first lived after they were married and before they emigrated to Martinez, California. The DiMaggio family, even in San Francisco, made a living as fishermen. And presumably without the escape route of baseball, Joe DiMaggio, if he had stayed in Sicily as Giuseppe DiMaggio Jr., would have been a fisherman like his dad.
Everybody here has a relative in the United States.
Buongiorno. Ed è parente di Joe Di Maggio.
Sì.
Di Maggio Baldassare, macellaio, nata a Isola, dove c'è nata a Isola.
We find a relative of Joe Di Maggio. His father and Joe Di Maggio's father were cousins.
Secondo cugino di Joe Di
Maggio. 35 years that he works in this butcher.
Salsiccia, canne bovina, ovina, tutto.
Is doing salsiccia when we are talking.
Salsiccia.
What were you doing last year to prepare when Joe Di Maggio
non è venuto?
Sì, perché era malato.
Non è tutto pronto era. Tutto pronto.
Everything was ready. Everybody was waiting him. But he didn't come. So they were very disappointed because they're waiting for him.
Piazza Pittsburgh, named for Isla de la Femina's sister city, Pittsburgh, California.
On the piazza, they had a bank of 20 microphones, and I had, my Italian is not that good. I had memorized in Italian what I wanted to tell them, that Joe was sick and that he was very sorry that he couldn't be there. It was probably one of the great sorrows of his life. And all the people were saying in Italian, "That's okay, as long as Joe's healthy, that's all we care about." There were 5,000 of them screaming. It was the most moving moment of my entire life.
They felt that they had Joe DiMaggio there by the time they were done. In fact, he got done talking, and throngs of young people come up with their baseballs, asking him to sign it. He signed hundreds and hundreds of balls that day.
They wanted me to sign Joe DiMaggio's name, and I said, "I can't do that. There's no way that I could do that." On the other hand, all of the kids of this town wanted a baseball that had something to do with Joe DiMaggio. So I signed these baseballs, Ken Chongoli, for Joe DiMaggio. I'm sure it's a unique baseball. Ken Chongoli for Joe DiMaggio.
Stefano Bologna, the mayor of Isola della Femmina.
This man, Ken Chongoli, like Joe DiMaggio, become very famous here in Isola della Femmina.
They arranged for a dinner, and the problem in the town was that everyone wanted to sit with Joe DiMaggio. This was a dinner for about 300 people.
So what they did was they took this table and they had it meander around the room, this continuous table that just never ended. And so everyone sat at the head table.
Sì, si è svolto tutto tranquillamente. La parata, l'accoglimento.
Everything has gone right, like Joe DiMaggio was here. The party has gone well, everything has gone well, but Joe DiMaggio was not here. But was like it was here anyway.
Per noi è come se fosse venuto Joe DiMaggio.
Well, I think it was the first time that they had had the opportunity to celebrate the fact that their village had, in a sense, produced this great American hero.
Per dimostrare che la bellezza delle cose positive possa battere la bruttezza delle cose negative.
To show the people, to show all the world that Isola delle Femmine, that capaci, there are people who don't want to talk with mafia, but only of good things. So, and these good ideals have to fight against the assassination of Falcone, of Borsellino.
After the news conference, we went to the water, and the fishermen happened to be coming in, and I just got that sense of timeless history. For centuries, those people have come in every day, and we saw them unloading their nets and the fish, and I thought that this is what Joe's parents and her father and grandparents did. It's obvious that's where Joe DiMaggio came from, and that's why he is who he is.
Buonasera, buonasera. Ciao America, perché ci volesse andare America, ma
questo grande vecchio, così, questo mitico giocatore che tutti aspettavano.
They are still waiting for him. Before next year, they are inviting Joe DiMaggio to come back to Isola delle Femmine because they are still waiting for him.
Viene l'anno prossimo, sicuramente verrà l'anno prossimo.
This is from Ernest Hemingway's The Old Man and the Sea. "I would like to take the great DiMaggio fishing," the old man said. "They say his father was a fisherman. Maybe he was as poor as we are and would understand." The great Sisler's father was never poor, and he, the father, was playing in the big leagues when he was my age. "When I was your age, I was before the mast on a square-rigged ship that ran to Africa, and I have seen lions on the beach in the evening." "I know. You told me. Should we talk about Africa or about baseball?" "Baseball, I think," the boy said. "I'll be back when I have the sardines. I'll keep yours and mine together on ice, and we can share them in the morning. When I come back, you can tell me about the baseball. The Yankees cannot lose. But I fear the Indians of Cleveland. Have faith in the Yankees, my son. Think of the great DiMaggio.
We need a hit, so here I go.
Ball one.
Hey!
Ball two.
Hey!
Strike one.
Ooh!
Strike two.
Kill that umpire.
Yeah!
A case of Wheaties.
Waiting for Joe DiMaggio was produced by the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, with sound print. Our editor was Deborah George. Our sound engineer was Robin Weiss. The Old Man and the Sea was read by Francis Ford Coppola. Special thanks to the National Baseball Library Archive in Cooperstown, New York, and the National Italian American Foundation. The Kitchen Sisters Present is part of PRX's Radiotopia, a network of some of the most compelling, beautifully produced podcasts out there. Thanks for listening.
He's just a man and not a freak, Jolting Joe DiMaggio.
Joe, Joe DiMaggio, we want you on our side.
He tied the mark at 44, July the 1st, you know. Since then he's hit a good 12 more, Jolting Joe DiMaggio.
Joe, Joe DiMaggio, we want you on our side.
From coast to coast, that's all you'll hear of Joe, the one-man show. He's glorified the horse-hide sphere, Jolting Joe DiMaggio.
Joe, Joe DiMaggio, we want you on our side.
He'll live in baseball's Hall of Fame, he got there blow by blow. Our kids will tell their kids his name, Jolting Joe DiMaggio.
We dream of Joey with the line from back. Joe, Joe DiMaggio,
we want you on our side. Of how they stopped our Joe. One night in Cleveland, oh, 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 goodbye Street DiMaggio.
Radiotopia.